why is this happening when everything felt like it was going right? It's happening because everything is going right. And you are now in a new reality, a new level, a new version of yourself where there are new circumstances for you to deal with, to master, to clear. A new big boss is on each level.
What is up, my fellow dreamers and soul searchers? Welcome to the Roxy Talks Manifestation Podcast, your raw, unfiltered, and unapologetic source for all things manifestation related. I'm Roxy Lee, and for the last decade, I have been researching and developing my signature 360 method, which combines behavioral science, quantum physics, and the law of attraction to help you manifest a life beyond your wildest dreams. Visit RoxyTalks.com for more info. Now, let's get into it. What is up, my fellow dreamers and soul searchers? Welcome to the Roxy Talks Manifestation Podcast, where we discuss, I mean, what else but manifestation? Everybody's favorite topic. It's definitely my favorite topic because this is like the wish machine of life. This is how everything you desire is going to be brought to you, how you are going to be able to and in alignment with achieving your passions, your desires, fulfilling your purpose on the planet, doing the things that make you the happiest every day, day in, day out, feeling the best that you possibly can, having the best relationships with the people in your life, being abundant, being magnetic, being joyous, being free. What else could you possibly want while you are here on earth? I don't know what else you would want to be doing with your life except trying to make sure that every day was as glorious as it possibly could. To me, like that's like the point of life. Every day, how can I make it even better than it was yesterday? How can I make this week better than last week? How can I always be on an upward trajectory so that I can be constantly smashing out goals, hitting next level after next level? To me, I don't know what else you could possibly do. I don't know what you'd spend your time on. I don't know why. And I don't know what the purpose of it would be when you could make everything you do, think, and say, and feel be about the best that it can possibly be. So that's my opinion. I think, why not have the best possible life possible, right? Like, why not? Why wouldn't you? What else are you going to do while you're here? So if that's your vibe, you're in the right place. Let's talk about something that happens when you are on this trajectory, because one of the unfortunate, I don't want to say unfortunate, let's not say unfortunate. One of the uncomfortable aspects of being a really good manifester, of being somebody that's super aligned, of being super on your journey, on your shit, is that sometimes as you're ascending and moving into your new realities, you're going to face quote unquote negative situations, and it's going to feel like a slap in the face or like a backslide, or you take three steps forward, you take one step back. But this is a good thing. So we discussed this a bit on Mindset Monday this week. So if you are unfamiliar, if this is your first time listening, every week we do a live stream with the community on Mondays. So you can come chat with me and the rest of our Big Dreamer community and discuss manifestation. And we do a little bit of digging, and I help you pinpoint the stuff that's going on in your life so that you can take that into your world and actually see some change, actually see some movement just from one conversation. So we have our weekly live stream on YouTube and Instagram. I invite you to join us if you haven't yet. This last week, we were talking about what happens when you are transitioning into a new version of yourself consistently, constantly. You're moving, you're up-leveling, and then it's like negative things happen, or you're like, I thought I dealt with this already, or I was just doing so good and now everything feels like it's falling apart. I got my thing and then I got slapped in the face by reality. This, listen to me right now. If you're experiencing this is a good thing, okay? This is a positive thing. It means you have moved. It means you have done something. It is evidence of the success of your manifestation. And it might feel like the opposite. It might feel like, okay, I just manifested this amazing opportunity and now something else in my life is falling apart. That may feel like a slap in the face when you were just riding this high. You're like, oh my gosh, everything's working out. I'm going to my next level. I am the new me. And then boom, the other shoe drops. Good. Welcome it. Welcome it. Your job is to welcome it, okay? Because here's the thing. If you have something good happen and you're feeling on cloud nine, you're feeling very successful, you're very proud of yourself, you're feeling like you did something right, and then something terrible happens to take that away, your job is to say, awesome, bring it on. Thank you. Or, okay, well, I guess this is part of the lesson I had to learn for me in order to get to my next level. Or, wow, that really sucks and stings, but maybe that clearly that thing is not a part of this new journey. It's not on this level with me. I had to release that in order to get where I'm going. Okay, I'm here for it. I'm here for the journey. I signed up for this. And that's the thing. It's like, I know it sucks and it feels like it hurts. And it's like, why is this happening when everything was just going so good? Why is this happening when everything felt like it was going right? It's happening because everything is going right and you are now in a new reality, a new level, a new version of yourself where there are new circumstances for you to deal with, to master, to clear. A new big boss is on each level. So I explain it like this. You might have heard me say this before. This is how they show me in meditation or God or the all, sometimes it's called themselves. I get touchy around this subject because when I say God, I don't necessarily mean a religious God. I mean the source of all, right? Wherever we all came from, infinite intelligence, whatever you want to call it. What they have shown me is like, for example, imagine that like every reality or every version of yourself you could be, every new level that you would get to, however you want to look at it, has like a certain number of tasks that must be done, like a video game where it's like, you're in the realm and you have to, you know, carry this gold to the orc and then he's going to give you a clue and then you're going to have to go tell that to like some wizard in a village and shit. You know what I mean? And it like leads you and then you have to go battle a troll, right? And then you go move to the next level. So there are specific tasks, circumstances, feelings, whatever it is that is required for you to be that version of you. Because the version you are now, the reason why things are good now, things are easy in your level, or maybe they're not easy, but you're used to them, is because you're used to them. You're comfortable here. When you get to a new level, it's just a different place. It may look the same, but it's not, right? It's different. So there are going to be different circumstances, different things to deal with. The version of you that is at your next level is doing different things than you are right now. And we know that to be true because if you were doing the things that your next level self is doing, you'd be in that reality. So when you ascend into a next level, there's going to be, for lack of a better way of describing it, tasks that must be done or like things that need to be cleared, circumstances that need to be dealt with. It's like there's bosses that need to be beat on each level is what I'm trying to say, right? So let's say that there are 10 tasks per level, and this is just an arbitrary number to make it make sense. If there are 10 tasks that you need to master for each level in order for you to ascend to the next version of yourself, you have to slay these 10. We're not slaying dragons. We don't like to kill the animals. We are freeing the dragons. We're slaying the tasks or whatever. We're punching the coin boxes like Mario, whatever it is. Let's say there are 10 tasks that you have to do for each level. This level you just got to, you just ascended, you made some moves, you manifested, you're here now. Now shit is hitting the fan because you have a boss to beat. This is your time to prove that you are the next level version by handling the task, the trigger, whatever it is, as your next level self, not as your previous level self. This is where you either get stuck, you do back and forth, or you keep ascending. If you do not see the issue, the challenge as, all right, bring it on. I'm going to deal with it. This is part of it. Okay, I got it. I'm here. Let me handle it. Let me handle it with maturity, with respect, with openness. then you might have to keep beating the same boss again. You might have to keep fighting the same battles again and again, being stuck at the same level, right? So imagine that there are 10 tasks that you have to do to beat this level. You just got here and you're being faced with them. That's just what happens. If you were to put those 10 tasks on a spectrum of like an order of 1 to 10 of like 1 being, nah, I'd rather not do this, to 10 being like, ooh, I'm so excited that that's part of the deal. Like, for example, with the realm of with the orcs and the gold, getting the gold really high on the list. Yes, let's get that gold. Fighting the troll, not my favorite thing. Not really looking forward to having to do that. So if you were to put the tasks on a spectrum in order of your desire to do them, or, you know, just your likability level of them, if there were 10, then there would be 5 that land in the half of the spectrum of like the, yes, okay, let's do this. And then there would be 5 that land in the spectrum of like, I'd rather not. And then that's what equals good and bad. There really is no good and bad. It's always just your judgment of it, right? Everything is neutral. It's just your perception and experience of it and your labeling of good or bad that makes something that, right? And when you label something as bad, then it becomes bad and it has all the characteristics of bad and everything that comes with it. If you label something as good, then it has all the characteristics of good and it, everything that comes with good, right? And that's why I said it's very important when you are faced with these challenges to say, okay, bring it on. I'm okay with this. Instead of cowering, instead of being fearful, instead of avoiding it, because pushing it away, avoiding, not wanting to do it, feeling victimized by it, that is going to keep you at the old level. That's going to prevent you from actually beating the boss. In order to beat the boss, you have to say, fine, I welcome it. And you take your licks, you learn the lesson, and you move forward. So you manifested a new level, you did something really cool, and then there was like a negative experience. And then you say, okay, wow, this is wow. Okay, I guess this is what it takes for me to be in my next level. Now you've cleared that boss. Now you're moving stuff out of the way on that level. And just like in the video games, there's going to be stuff that's fun to do and enjoyable because it falls within that like 50% of like, yas, of the spectrum. And there's going to be stuff that feels quote unquote negative because it falls in the, you know, no thank you, half of the spectrum. But none of it is actually good or bad. And it's your judgment of it and how you handle it that determines, number one, what comes next from it. Like what is the repercussions of how you handled this trigger or this test or however you want to look at it, this task. And then number two, and most importantly, you become either more of the person you already are by not acting different and not moving like your next level self would, or you become more of your next level self. You evolve more into that role. You pass. You prove that you actually are that version and you begin clearing. You clear the tasks of that level so that you are going to be able to ascend again. So if you have manifested yourself into a new level, something great is happening and then something bad happens or it feels like a slap in the face or you're like, you've been on cloud 9 because you've been so on top of your shit and then all of a sudden it's like everything, the shit hits the fan. That is good. Embrace it. Do not shy away. Do not feel victimized. You are not a victim in this circumstance. This is what it looks like to be at your next level self. How do you handle things? How do you handle yourself in these circumstances? Because that determines whether or not you are the next level self and will continue living in that reality, or whether you actually haven't changed and you're still your current version and you will then therefore continue manifesting more of this version of your life. And you can make this change at any moment. As soon as you decide to start manifesting something new, the blocks are in motion. Things are moving and you will be faced with, I call it a test, but it's not a test in like a, you know, like a judgmental way, like, a, oh, she better pass that test. It's more of a like, okay, you said you're in this reality. Now you have to prove it. You have to act in accordance with the new reality in order to maintain more of that reality manifested, right? Because the world's a mirror. So if you're presented with an opportunity to be your next level self and you take it, then you will get more experiences that reflect your next level self just because you are that version, right? You manifest and you receive what you are. If you are presented with an opportunity to prove that you are your next level self and you do not, you act in accordance with your current self, you will reflect and receive more opportunities to reflect your current self, right? That's just how it works. So take these tests and these triggers like as a with a badge of honor, right? Like, yes, I did it. I'm moving forward. This is evidence that it's working out for me. And the cool thing about that is like, even if that wasn't a test, like a quote unquote test, and you just said, this is evidence that's working out for me, then it has to be that. Because everything is what you say it is. Like we said earlier, if you say it's good, it's good. If you say it's bad, it's bad. And if I label this thing, like if I stub my toe and I'm like, oh, thank God, that means I'm moving into my next level. Then from that moment forward, I am now oriented toward my next level. If I stub my toe and I'm like, oh, this day, how can it? I actually don't even want to finish affirming this. I'm like, I want too high of a vibe to even finish this sentence. You get my drift. Why me? Blah, 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 whatever, all that shit. Then I'm going to start and continue manifesting more stub toe type situations, right? I'm going to move, whether or not that stub toe even meant anything, if it had any sort of meaning, which it didn't, right? It just happened. I decided this means I'm going to win the lottery today. Or this means, I'm not going to finish the sentence. You can fill in the blank if you want. I'd suggest don't. But let's say it's something on the spectrum, on the side of the spectrum of I'd rather not. So I'd rather not spill my milk today. There we go. If that were to manifest, I'll get over it. Actually, I don't want to spill my milk. I don't want to do that either. I'm so glad my milk always stays in the cup. Anyways, sorry, sometimes my humanness just kind of pops through. All right. No matter what I want you to take away from this episode is that it doesn't matter what's actually happening around you. How you perceive it and what you say about it is what matters, because that's where you go next. You're always in the now moment and the past is irrelevant. It doesn't really exist in the way that you think it does. It's not a linear experience. You're basically just bouncing from potential reality to potential reality. So when you understand that and you keep that focus top of mind, you're very aware about that and you stay disciplined in what you say and think because you know you're always manifesting. Shout out 360 method. That is exactly what that's about. Controlling what you say and think so you can control where you manifest yourself into. 360method.co if you want to check that out for yourself, and I'll leave a link in the description. But you can just call every experience good or positive or yes or thank you. Treat every experience like it's in the top portion of the spectrum of in the yas. Like treat everything like it's in the yasness area. That doesn't even make sense. You know what I mean, right? Treat every experience, even if it's in the low half, in the no thank you part, treat it like it's a yas, because then you're moving toward more yas. You're moving toward more of the version of you that you want to become. And you're keeping yourself away from falling victim to or becoming trapped in the cycle of your current or your old self. The one you're trying to manifest out of, okay? So when shit hits the fan, when you're manifesting, thank you. Bring it on. Wow. Okay, that's interesting. Okay. Yeah, maybe it does hurt. And it's okay if it hurts. It's okay if it sucks. But like, you don't need to talk about it that way. You don't need to think of it that way. It may feel like shit. Okay, we're not talking about how it feels. We're talking about how you define it to feel. This is a very important distinction. I'm not trying to say, oh, don't feel bad. It's fine. I'm not trying to like hide the actual sting of the slap. I'm saying if you get slapped and you're crying, tears streaming down your face, thank you, may I have another. Bring it fucking on. You're not going to scare me away because I know what's on the other side of that slap, and it is glorious, glorious success. It is my ideal reality. It's exactly where I want to be. And when you say that, then that is where you get to go. That's what that slap becomes, whether it was or was not. You could use every instance of your life to say, ooh, there's a sign that I'm going in the right direction. Ooh, wow, that I know exactly that this is working out for me. Thank you. Good or bad, that's always the response. So if shit's hitting the fan, congratulations, you're doing it. If shit's not hitting the fan and you're just coasting and things are good, but they're not great, that's cool too. But if you're looking to change and you want to move forward, it's going to take you doing different actions, practicing different beliefs, changing your thoughts, okay? So 360 method, this is my method of manifesting. It's what I teach my clients. It's what I use in my own life. And it is really your chance to take these thoughts and use the fact that you're thinking and manifesting in every single moment of the day to your advantage to move you into the reality you want to go to fast, quick, easy, on autopilot, essentially. So 360method.co if you want my help with that. And just understand that you get to define life however you want, and that is your golden ticket. Because life is exactly what you say it is. And that is the biggest secret of all. It's the only thing you need to know. Life is what you say it is. And you're saying what life is in every moment of your day. It's what you agree to as the nature of your reality. Yes, I agree I'm sitting in this room. Yes, I agree I'm sitting on this chair. Yes, I agree that I'm recording a podcast right now. I'm literally affirming it. Affirming meaning to validate, right? I am affirming that this is real by believing in it. My 3D reality, everything that I'm experiencing, my body, the headphones on my head, the coffee next to me, all of it, I believe it to be true so strongly that I continue to manifest this reality that I'm in, or realities that look like the one I'm in that are so close to it that I can't tell the difference. But I'm always moving and I'm always going somewhere else. So if I'm able to kind of shut down my truth, my belief in what I see, and replace that with my belief, my truth, and trust in where I'm going, where I'm choosing to go, then I move fast. And then if triggers come up and these opportunities, these tests or whatever, these doorways into my next ideal reality come up in front of me, and I have the wherewithal, the awareness, the discipline, again, 360 method, to choose that it's working out for me and know that this is exactly what's going to take me to my path, then that's how I get there. And I continue to get there by continuing to believe that, trust it, and act in accordance with it. Okay. So DM me on Instagram. Let me know how this episode resonated for you. If you are in a space where you're manifesting and shit is hitting the fan, congratulations, you're doing it. If you would like to really hone this skill of reacting in a way that keeps your manifestation on track and doesn't take you out of the energy of where you're going, 360method.co. That is my signature process. It's what I use every single day. It's a life changer, a lifesaver, and I'd love to see you a part of our community. You can also follow me on the socials, on Instagram and YouTube, and check me out there. If you're listening on Spotify, go ahead and give us a nice review if you'd like. 5 stars. I mean, you don't have to, but you could, and that would be super cool. Head to RoxyTalks.com for more, and check out my affirmations on Apple iTunes. What is it? Apple Tunes. What the fuck is it called nowadays? Used to be called iTunes. Apple Music. That's what it is. Check me in on that shit if you want to take the affirmations on the go with you. I love you so much. Thank you for being here. We are all raising our vibrations together. You have the power. I believe in you. I will see you next week.